Well, it was a group of guys who got together originally 8 to 9 years ago and rode from Perth to Melbourne with the idea of raising money for the Prostate Cancer Foundation Australia relative to, educating people and helping with research, all that sort of stuff, which we handed, I think, just on $500,000 to the PCFA, and we only found out the other day that they used it for some information to, I guess, men about the PSA and the test and the value of it. We got a bit frustrated that there was no connection with what we'd done and the real world, so we decided in our wisdom that we'd raise money and continue to ride, which we've done every year, and we've been putting, and I'm delighted, it's one of the better things that I've been a part of in my life. We've now raised sufficient money to put what are called transperineal biopsy machines into rural regional Australian hospitals, because normally the man would have to travel to a capital city and have that small procedure done to give some indication as to whether he had a real problem or not. And we now have, I think, Bendigo, Ballarat, Bairnsdale, Warrnambool, Geelong, Dubbo, Wagga, Griffiths hospitals all have been the beneficiaries of our fundraising and rides, and men in those parts of rural regional Australia can now do it near home and not have to travel with partners and find accommodation and do those sorts of things. So I'm really proud. It's one of those things that I was asked to come on board as a prostate cancer survivor and be the patron of this organisation, and we rode on our silly little posties motorbikes, which I now have two, very proud runner and rider of two of those. And we're hoping now, of course, as an extension of that, hospitals are coming to us, and we've had now discussions with both Bury and Mount Gambier hospitals about trying to do a similar thing for them. So that's the story behind it, and I think we've raised nearly $1.5 million now, and I hope that men have benefited by that small gesture.
As you say, this is a piece of machinery that is particularly useful for people in rural and regional areas to save them the time and cost of the travel. This is what a diagnostic
machine? Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm not entirely clear. But it is a diagnostic machine. They have them, and the rectal ones are available, but doing this procedure through the rectum means that every third or fourth person gets an infection, and that's become a real problem. The transperineal goes around the skin on the outside, so it bypasses that, goes into the prostate, and gives a more accurate assessment of whether the person has a problem in the sense of an aggressive cancer in the prostate itself. And it's just the first step in a very difficult process for men. I know women go through the same thing with breast cancer, but they're far more organised and assist in that process, and then the follow-up with nurses. We're just getting a few nurses to assist in the process with men. So, yeah, it is a diagnostic tool in this dreadful disease, which we're still struggling to come to grips with. You know, do you stay on active surveillance or do you get treatment? And if you get treatment, which treatment do you have? So it's a complex problem with men as it was with women. Women have got upwardly mobile and have done the research and have got the support. It's been fantastic. Men have been hopeless, to say the least, and we're trying to change that.
AFL legend David Parkin OAM is my guest this morning. David is the patron of the Mailbag Foundation, which is trying to raise some funds to purchase a biopsy machine for the Mount Gambier Hospital that will help in the detection of prostate cancer. Now, these units, I imagine, as with anything when it comes to a medical device, I imagine they're not cheap.
No, they vary a lot. Fortunately, now we've got multiple companies making the machines, so we've been able to, well, not we, that's helped to reduce the price. But, you know, they're still between $200,000 and $300,000. The government will give half, and we've got to find through local means usually. some way of raising the money to get the other half so the hospital could go ahead and purchase this machine. So it's a bit complex. I think I spoke to the Deputy Prime Minister at a dinner I was speaking at in Canberra 2 weeks ago, and he's from Narrabri, and we put machines in his area, understands the problem. I think and hope that the Commonwealth Government by 2022 will in fact be doing what, and we'll be that old, we won't be able to get on motorbikes and ride them anyway, I think, by that stage. And hopefully the Commonwealth Government will do what they should be doing, in my humble opinion, and is underwriting these machines to put into the hospitals that need them. So I'm hope we're just part of a regime that's going to be do itself out of a job in the next 2 or 3 or 4 years.
Are they pretty good value for money from where that you've put them in so far? Are they, you know, a lot of men getting tested on them? Are they increasing survival rates that you're aware of?
Well, we certainly know that the numbers have gone through the roof in terms of the availability and use of this machine, because men won't travel. It's a real problem. Men are hopeless with the with taking care of themselves and doing something about it and going to their doctor and having the test done. They're hopeless. So we know already that the hospitals are using these vigorously, and you know, certainly Ballarat and Bendigo that are close, and we know about the numbers are through the roof. We think as a consequence, and this is a real debate, and I'm not a doctor, so I've got to be careful what I say, but as a consequence, we think we are saving and lengthening the lives of a lot of men.
Well, that's something we certainly want to be able to do here in this region. And as you say, the aim is now to get machines in hospitals in the Riverland and also here in Mount Gambier. So what needs to happen between, well, now and when you want to get one in place to make that a reality?
Well, I guess the support we've had, and to be truthful, when we rode, Barney McCusker's a great mate of mine, the local doctor there, he's been just a terrific friend for us in lots of ways. When we rode across Australia, we actually came through Mount Gambier, and we had a really big fundraising night there, and that helped us initially with, that's 8 or 9 years ago now, initially with our efforts to raise the money, which we did. And so I guess we're looking for local support wherever we can, whether it's individuals who might support and come and attend functions that we run, or whether it's people who will sponsor us in business, et cetera, that will sponsor the bikes and the riders as they've done vigorously over the years. So I guess it's a bit of part education, part fundraising, part awareness, part providing a practical solution to men in that area. My understanding is that this machine will not only be used in Mount Gambier, but I think I'm right in saying Narracourt as well, and somewhere else, I think another hospital, a smaller hospital in the area, that will be able to transport this machine around to make it so much easier than men having. And it's a bit upsetting that it's the urologists in Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide, etc., that are forcing these patients to come to the capital cities and are not very cooperative when it comes to putting local machines in, which might take away the business that they are already on the end of when they travel from, you know, rural areas to the capital cities to get the initial test done. So I hope it has multiplistic, if you like, positive outcomes for men in your region, in the bigger region, which men in the country region have been very slow, and the highest instance of death associated with prostate cancer is sadly in rural regional Australia.
Well, that said, you know, yourself being a survivor of this cancer, what would your message be to men out there listening this morning?
Well, just a simple, and what upsets me too, right, is that some GPs will not give the blood test, not recommend the blood test. At this point in our development, medical understanding, etc., there's nothing available which gives you some indication that you might have a problem or not. So my hope, and anybody who listens to it, is that men and the wives are usually the one that, or the partners who force the men to go and do something about it, because they won't, But men should have an annual checkup, certainly with me. I'm alive today on the basis I had a father and a grandfather, we think, but I know my father died of prostate and went through a very painful death. Well, then I was, you know, conscientious from the time I was 40 once a year, the time I was 60 twice a year, to have the simple blood test, and it was a clear indication when my numbers went up that I had a problem. And so then I went off, had the biopsy, which is this machine that we're raising for, had the biopsy to confirm it. I had a very high, what's called a Gleason score, which indicated I needed to do something about it. Deciding what treatment and follow-up is another difficult question, but at least I had an understanding that I had a problem that I needed to do something about. Simply, men, go to your doctor every 12 months. If you've had a history in the family of prostate cancer, it should be every 6 months. Have the simple blood test, at least keep an eye on it. It's not costly, and it's one indication, and there aren't too many others, that you may have a problem that you need to deal with.
Well, David, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, and let's see if we can drum up support for this this machine.
Well, I really do appreciate your interest, time, and the opportunity to get people on side. It's very, very thankful.